This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, and I answer your Forex questions every Monday on this podcast. Now, if you want to ask me a question, you just go to nononsenseforex.com/askVP. There will be a little form you fill out. It's very quick and easy, and I will get back to you as soon as I can, typically within 48 hours. So on Ask VP, I have already gotten quite a few questions of people. You know, you get to ask me one question, anything you want. And that one question they wanted to ask was, when is your trading psychology series going to come out? Great question. Yeah, I've been purposely holding it back for a while because we've been going over indicators a lot. And I want to give people as much as I possibly can in their search for some really great indicators they can put into their own trading system. And I wanted to give them as much as I could first before we move on to something else. And I feel like I've done that. But I held back on trading psychology for that very reason, because I didn't want to open up a whole other door before I gave people enough to work with first, if that makes any sense. So as far as those of you out there that watch all the videos on the No Nonsense Forex YouTube channel, I have given you enough to go out and find the perfect indicators for your own trading system. And I have given you a risk strategy, a money management strategy that you can put in place right now. I have showed you the number one indicator on the planet and how to use it. And then I have also shown you 12 indicators that everybody else uses that you should not be using to make sure you avoid those at all costs. And that's a lot for a channel that really officially started getting going right around June. I put a couple videos out in January, then I sat back and did nothing and kind of re-strategized how I wanted to do the channel. And then things really started moving in June. So in 3 months' time, I've given you a lot to work with. And I think giving you that much to work with is plenty for now. There's going to be a lot of really, really great stuff coming up. But in a very short amount of time, I feel like I have not only gotten a lot of you away from a lot of things that don't work, but have gotten you into a very structured system that can work really well. And now it's up to you to fill in the blanks. So now that I have done that, I feel like we can start getting into trading psychology. And trading psychology, if you want to argue with me that trading psychology is the most important thing in Forex trading, even over money management, I couldn't really argue against you. I put it second. I put money management first, but depending on the day, I mean, it could easily be first. I really have no argument against that. Now, why is it so important? Because if you don't have it, it doesn't matter what else you do. Everything else you have learned, everything else you have done is completely useless if your trading psychology is not on point. There is not a professional Forex trader alive that does not have their trading psychology, I would say, at least in the top 5% of all traders out there. Bad trading psychology makes you take losses that you should have never taken. And bad trading psychology, probably even more so, more often I should say, prevents you from entering trades that would have been huge wins. And when you factor those two things into what that does to your bottom line, it's extraordinary. Now, I've used the example before that if I were to give you the best algorithm that got you into the best trading entries possible, but you gave me the best money management possible, and I just sat there and flipped a coin. If we went head-to-head in a trading contest, I would destroy you. And that's true. I would destroy you 100 out of 100 times. Money management is that important. Now, if we were to set it up like this, I don't know how you would even measure it, but if I were to give you the best trade entries and the best money management, but gave you no trading psychology and just made you an emotional wreck, and trading psychology was all I had, I'd probably still beat you. I mean, it's really that important, but it's not, it's by far the most unsexy thing you can talk about on a Forex channel. My videos that do the best are always my indicator videos. That is what people want. It is the sexy, fun shit. It is what gets you into the trade at the best time, and the rest, you know, whatever. We'll worry about that when the time comes, right? It's going to be really interesting going forward to see how my trading psychology videos do stacked up against my other videos. But that playlist will be coming out very soon, and this podcast will probably be the kickoff video for that playlist. So it'll be interesting to see who my real traders are. My real traders are going to watch every single one of those videos and really take it to heart, because they're going to understand the importance. So let's get into the actual question. This is a question I got a long time ago, but I saved it until now. And the question wasn't even all that specific. I just kind of turned it into what I wanted it to be. So, well, without further ado, let's go ahead and get to it. So I have Mo from Izmir, Turkey. And Mo asks, and he didn't even really ask. He says, tell me three things that every Forex trader must have, period. So super vague, not a question, but, you know, people who I know or I can tell that English is not their first language, they kind of get a pass on things like this. But I didn't ask for clarification. I just turned that question into exactly what I would have liked it to be. And that was what three character traits must every professional Forex trader have. And I answered the question to him just like that. And he was okay with that. Yeah, Mo emailed me back and said, okay, thanks, appreciate it. So maybe that is what he was asking. Who knows? But either way, that is going to be the theme of this podcast here. And there may be more than three. I have four in my head, but I'll give you the top three right now. I don't like being rah-rah, and this whole probably playlist is going to be me being more rah-rah than I am logical, and here's what you do. You know, that's more my personality. That's the part I like doing the best. But just know it's going to be a little more motivational than usual, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's something you need. But the very first quality that I think every Forex trader must have, I don't think I know this for a fact, is initiative. You have to be a doer. You have to be the type of person that does not invent reasons to not do things. We all know people like this because the majority of people are like this. You need to be willing to take risk. And it's really funny because of the fact you can demo trade on Forex, there's barely any risk involved. But so many people won't even go that far. So many people just love listening to my podcast and watching the videos just because they're content consumers. That's all they are. They won't go any further. And I have a message for those people. And you're out there right now and you're listening to this podcast right now. My message to you is this. Go somewhere else. Stop listening to my content if you're not going to go do anything with it. I mean it. I would love nothing more than for you to unsubscribe. I don't care about the vanity metrics on my channel or on my podcast. If you have 1,000 subscribers, but 500 of them aren't going to do shit, then your list is pretty whack. I want a small tribe of absolute killers, and those are the people I want to work with, plain and simple. The rest of you either get on board or go away. Now, for those of you who don't have the initiative but really want to obtain that down the road, well, then you need to stick around. Because I'm going to have an entire video devoted to just this one character trait. But I already don't like your chances, because people who watch those motivational videos every single day need to watch those motivational videos every single day because they just lack initiative. They just don't have it. And I can do my best to talk you into it, but once I'm done with that, I'm done with that and we're moving on. And that is all I have to say about the war in Vietnam. So moving on to character trait number two that you must have. Now, this is kind of an obvious one. If you had to predict one of the three, this is probably a bit of a layup, but there's a lot of facets to this one. And number two is discipline. Why do I give you a point-by-point structure to follow? And why am I going to continue to give you more of those in the future? Two reasons. One, because nobody else does. And that's a shame because two, discipline is everything. I say money management is everything. Money management is part of discipline. That's why. There's no such thing as a professional Forex trader that just has this la-di-da approach to the way they trade. It's very binary. Either you take a trade and you know 100% that you do, or you know 100% that you don't. In terms of managing a trade, you know exactly when you're going to take profit. You know exactly where your stop loss is going to be. You know exactly what you're going to do if this happens or if that happens. There's no in between. Now, the enemy of discipline is emotion. Discipline leads to good, smart decisions. Emotion leads you to terrible decisions. Think of all the terrible decisions you have made in your life. Emotion played a big part. You were not you. You were not your rational, intelligent self when you made these decisions. You allowed emotions to enter the fray, and you paid for it. Just take Forex, for example. Think about every fuck-up you made in Forex. It was all emotion-based. You deviated from what actually works. You lacked discipline. And we're going to dive much deeper on this one in that video. And yeah, it was no surprise that discipline was going to be one of them, but rest assured, it goes deeper than you probably think it does, and we are certainly going to tack that when that video comes out. Because lack of discipline happens to the best of us. It actually happened to me this week. It hasn't happened in a while. But, as a lot of you guys know, 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time is when the end of day candle closes. Now, in that 2 o'clock hour, spreads go way up. So I go to my charts, usually right about 1:40. It gives me enough time to look through everything, decide if I want to enter a trade or manage a trade, and then move on. It doesn't take me any longer really these days than 5 to 10 minutes to look at everything. And during this time, all distractions are completely out of the way. But what did I do this week? I actually had my phone near me, which is a big no-no. I always have it in another room. But it went off, and I took the call, and it didn't even seem like a long call. But when I was done, it was past 2 o'clock, and I didn't realize it, and I entered a trade. And it should have only been a 2 or 3 pip spread. Turned out to be a 16 pip spread, and I wondered why I was so much in the hole the second I took the trade. And I looked down, and I saw the time, and I said, shit, I really allowed myself to make such a rookie mistake. And it's all because I took a very disciplined approach and got lazy and allowed that one little piece, my cell phone, to enter the equation. And not only that, actually took the call right away, which is, again, something I typically don't do, especially if it's time to trade. And I paid for it. Took a 14 pip penalty. So just know that discipline is such a hard thing to lock down that even some of us who claim to have extraordinary discipline still make mistakes. But those mistakes are no excuse. We need to get you as disciplined as humanly possible so these mistakes come as infrequent as possible because they mess up your account. And we can't have that. Now, in the meantime, before that video comes, if you feel like you struggle with discipline as is, you have an uphill battle ahead of you. But I can recommend a really good book. It is by Jocko Willink. He has been touted as the world's scariest human being. Former Navy SEAL. I think he actually showed up in front of a bunch of United States Special Forces and wrestled with them and tapped 20 of them out in a row. This guy is a badass. And he has a great podcast, for what it's worth. I'll link all this down below. But he has a fantastic book, and I'll link you that too, called Discipline Equals Freedom. And if you don't feel like a total piece of shit after reading this book, you did not read this book. It does such a great job into kind of refocusing a very undisciplined mind. Again, I read this thing like not even a year ago, and it completely changed the way I think about a lot of things. And I didn't think at this stage in my life a book could do that, but it certainly did. And I've recommended this to friends in the past too, and they've all responded back to me saying, wow, this thing is really a killer. The only people that didn't respond are the people that had no initiative and didn't read the book. Those people are still making really stupid life mistakes, and they will continue to. So the third character trait every professional Forex trader must have is patience. And I know for a fact a lot of you lack patience already because you have emailed me saying things like, you really expect me to go out there in an ocean of 10,000 indicators and try to find one that works? You really expect me to demo trade for 6 to 12 months before I even start investing my own money one time? Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, that is exactly what I expect you to do. But that little instant gratification monkey in the back of your head is screaming and jumping up and down saying, I don't want to do that right now. I want you just to hand feed me something. I want to go use it and I want to make a bunch of money. Well, my friend, you are on the wrong channel because we do things right. And the quick, instant gratification way is never the right way to go. You want quick, instant gratification shit? It's out there. It is all over the place, even in the Forex space. Plenty of videos out there that said, look, I just made 1,400 pips in 1 hour, and you can too. Just sign up for my course. And then every dumbass out there with no patience gets all excited and signs up for the course and then gets buyer's remorse pretty damn quick. I have some absolute rants I could go on about the instant gratification crowd, but I'll save it for that video. That'll be a fun one, because we need to wrap this up. I always say I want to keep these under 15 minutes long, and this is me lacking my own discipline. There's no reason for me to keep it under 15 minutes. It's just something I set for myself, and we are going to go over again this week. Last week, I started talking a lot about the economy, and this week about psychology, and if it's something that I could go on and on about, I tend to do that. So thanks for sticking with me. Get ready for that trading psychology playlist. It is coming up very soon. I don't know if it's going to be the very next video I do. I really never know what the next video is going to be until probably the day of. But it's coming because it needs to. In the meantime, traders, put your head down and grind. Figure out those indicators you're going to use. You're not going to probably find one this week. It takes a lot of patience to really get a good one. And then you have to keep improving on that one you get. So this is going to be kind of your life's work if you really want to trade like we do here at the channel. But get out there and grind. Find those indicators. Demo trade your butt off. And I will continue to give you every tool you will possibly need to succeed in this game. It's up to you if you actually use it. But for now, go get it.